I'm here with a South African now. I'm with a South African, and I'm going to get a single individual from South Africa's view of America on Independence Day. And this particular South African is at present pressing a tea bag against the side of a teacup, and that's what he's doing. So, Jonathan Arm, can I ask you on Audioboo on Independence Day, 4th of July for America? Okay, let me ask you the big, widest question of all. What does America mean to you now?
Wow. I mean, I think America for me, Paul, personally means land of opportunity, ideas, innovation, a place where all comers can arrive and still work hard to get to make a success and to create a better life for their family.
And when you were a little boy in South Africa, right? Can you remember back to your first experience of America? Yeah, I mean, well, how did you first experience America? I don't mean, was it a person from America? Was it a television from America? Was it a book from America? What was your very earliest experience of America that remember?
I think for us as a family, probably comics was our first exposure to
Which
America.
Comics? Which
so
comics?
Comics Come like on. Spider-Man and Batman. I mean, I think that was probably our earliest exposure, but then probably following...
Did you love... No, hang on a minute, let's not get away from Spider-Man. Who was your favourite in Spider-Man, or which... Tell me something about Spider-Man.
I just used to go to the second-hand comic shop and buy hundreds of Spider-Man comics. So
with your pocket money?
With the pocket money, so used to...
And that was your earliest American...
Absolutely.
Acculturation?
DC Comics, Spider-Man, I mean, just iconic stuff. You can imagine growing up in apartheid South Africa and being exposed to these comics in an era where we didn't even have television in South Africa in the early 70s. So to have comics like kind of opened a window to a whole new world.
Are you saying that Spider-Man got you into the anti-apartheid movement? Is it down to Spider-Man that you...
Well, but you can imagine growing up in South Africa, there was no television, so there was no access. So South Africa already is very geographically isolated, and obviously, you know, America, you know, represented fashion, style, innovation, music, you know, all of these things. And I think in a little country tucked away on the southern tip, comics was probably the starting point. But funny enough, following the Dallas. I can remember watching Dallas, so everything around Dallas and J.R. Ewing and his brother. I mean that was our introduction to America. Big hats, big cars, big houses, oil deals. And I think from a young age, South Africans particularly, especially with television, most of the television we got was American television. So although we were, a British colony at one point, I think certainly Generation X in South Africa grew up being exposed to all things American.
Okay, let me ask you the other side of it. Have you ever had a period of your life where you were and had negative thoughts, feelings, associations with America? Ever?
Well, I think probably post Iraq wars and Afghanistan. I mean, I think that's when I started to, question what America was all about in many respects. So I think as a youngster, I mean, I think I had huge aspirations. In fact, I went there in my late 20s for 6 weeks to think about even going to live there. So, I mean, I'm very passionate about America, but maybe not so passionate about America's foreign policy and its warmongering. So,
and I asked the Dutchman this question, so I got to ask the South African, what about landing on the moon? What? Of course, it was before your time, was it?
Well, I think I was kind of 1 year old when was it Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins landed
right,
on the moon?
Right.
When was
right
that? July or June 69?
Well, I tell you what, it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the weather was very hot in Los Angeles. I'm going to include this in my own thing. And a man with no shirt on him came running from the house next door to tell me that the Americans had landed on the moon. I know where I was in Fountain Valley. I was in Fountain Valley the day the
I had no idea where I was, Paul.
Right. Well, you really were.
I was in diapers.
Okay. Look, that's enough. We'll better have our tea. Thank you very much. This is a little project on Independence Day.
Fantastic.
Anyone I meet, I'm going to say, tell me about America. And eventually, at the end of it all, I'm going to record my own.
There we go.